Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Why are you troubled? Luke 24, 36 to 49. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet? That it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." What can I say in a short devotional about the resurrection of Jesus? I don't think there is a topic that is more impossible to mine the depth and breadth of its wonder and implications. All of Scripture hinges on and points to this one central reality in some way or another. Either Jesus fulfilled the prophecies and conquered sin and death through his death and resurrection, or we are still in the gravest of trouble. But Jesus says, "Why are you troubled?" Was that question for those disciples in that moment only? Or is there a sense in which that question is for all people for all time? For those disciples, the first thing to be troubled by is, are we in the presence of a ghost? That would be something to be troubled about. But maybe even more so, if we are in the presence of Jesus, whom we've seen crucified and buried, he is even more awesome than we could have ever imagined. But Jesus brings them assurance through the fact that it is truly him who was crucified and buried. And now, on the basis of his resurrected life, they do not need to be troubled. This new reality would become the basis for the disciples to courageously proclaim repentance for the forgiveness of sins in his name to all nations. Would they experience trouble in doing so? Yes. Was it necessary for them to be troubled? No. I am writing this in the wake of the Charlie Kirk assassination. After the assassination, I watched countless videos and interviews to try to understand who Charlie was and what really drove him. The testimony of countless people willing to declare who they came to know Charlie to be is someone who knew he would have trouble, but did not need to be troubled because of his faith in his risen Lord. Charlie most wanted to be remembered for his courage, for his faith. So what troubles us? Most of us won't ever come close to endure the kinds of threats the apostles had to endure, and yet each day we come up against some kind of trouble. But I believe Jesus' question is applicable in each situation. Remember, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. He lived the life prophesied, suffering, dying, and rising again, as all of Scripture pointed to and points back to. We can step into our day, whether it be with happy circumstances or difficult circumstances, and we can rest in the assurance of Christ's ultimate victory on our behalf without our hearts being troubled. But one last reality in this. Our mission is not to go about our days telling God what the agenda for the day is. God has given us the agenda, which is the proclamation of the gospel to all the nations. If our lives are not serving his kingdom purposes in this way, we need to reorient our lives to declaring the only hope to not be troubled is to know that your sins are forgiven. Let us serve God for this great commission. Dear Lord, you are the great and awesome God, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. I so easily become troubled about so many things. Thank you for fulfilling all that was spoken of you in your word. Thank you for not leaving us in the dark regarding our great need and your great provision. Lord, I pray that we, your people, will declare your forgiveness to the nations by telling the people you put next to us. May your great salvation be made known, and may you change the hearts and minds of countless people to love and serve you. In Jesus' name, amen.